instead of thinking about what do I want to talk about, look at the pictures. So for me, for LinkedIn, I find this the easiest way to plan my LinkedIn content is to look at the content that I want to post or that I've got ready mm-hmm. that's relevant, then write the caption. This episode is brought to you by The Travel Counsellors, the only franchise travel company in the UAE. If you're inspired to start a business like many of the guests we have on the podcast, love to travel, and the thought of planning dream bucket list holidays lights you up, then this could be the opportunity for you. This flexible business allows you to work from home, onus, whilst Travel Counsellors provide the training, back office support, licensing, and access to industry-leading booking platform. If you're passionate about travel and have an entrepreneurial spirit and interested in joining a company that put care at the heart of everything that they do, then click the links in the show notes below. Now let's get into the episode. In this episode, I speak to Pamela. Pamela's a travel counsellor. Travel Counsellors has been one of our fantastic sponsors for the Kelly Lumber podcast in 2024. We wanted to talk a little bit about the challenges that maybe you face when you start a business and how do you grow your social media if you don't want to talk about you? How do you just manage your diary to be able to showing up consistently and still talking about your business, but still spending time with your family? Enjoy this episode. Welcome to the show, Pamela. It's great to have you on the Kelly Lumber podcast.
Hi, lovely to meet you.
Would you like to tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
So I am Pamela Glazier. I am a travel counsellor. I recently started my journey as a travel counsellor. So prior to that, I historically worked in travel and marketing. Mm-hmm. Then I took a break to have my two boys and then wanted to return back to work and needed to find something that would fit in with my life and, you know, having two young kids. Yeah. So I found travel counsellors and it kind of includes my passion for travel and the flexible working that I need.
So what is the travel counsellors? It's a travel business, but you're a franchisee of that. Is that how it works?
Yes. Uh-huh. So Travel Counsellors is a really large company mm-hmm. based in a number of different countries around the world. And within the UAE, I am a franchisee, but I still have the support of our head office, marketing support, admin support. So you feel part of the company, but you are your own business.
So you can, you know, show up all night if you want to work, or you can do a couple of hours during the day while the kids are at school.
Yeah, totally very flexible. Good. So I can make my hours around the kids mm-hmm. and I get to sell holidays to people.
That must be like the best job in the world.
I love it. I mean, I've always been the person in my family that sells, not sells, but plans everyone's holidays. When my mum and dad wanted like their 25th wedding anniversary holiday, I planned their holiday to Hawaii. Yeah. And, you know, if anyone wants to go on holiday, they come to me. So it's just like what
it's like made for
I love
you.
To do. Yeah. Uh-huh. I feel like it's just fun for me.
Yeah. And what was the support like going in to work with the travel counsellor? Did they give you training or all that knowledge got to come from you and your holidays?
So you don't need a history in the travel industry. I do have that. So it's helped me. Yeah. But you get full support and full training from the company mm-hmm. as part of your induction.
Brilliant.
And then obviously coming into a new company, there are systems and processes and things that you get full training on, and they're always there. I feel like a training program over a few weeks is never going to give you everything you need. Just mm-hmm. like when you go to school, like you learn stuff, but it's not practical. So then afterwards, when you have all these questions and things, they're always there like to help. And if you've got questions, you get great support from them. So
it's good to have the support. So what have been some of your challenges, or have you got a question that you're thinking, right, okay, now I'm in business myself with the support of the travel counsellors. What would you like to know, or how can I help you?
Well, I feel like time management mm-hmm. as someone returning back to work as well is juggling like all these different things can be quite difficult. And then as someone who is running your own business, you wear every hat. You are the new business person. You are the salesperson. You are the marketing person. You are the customer service person. So, and I always feel like one of the things that slides for me is social media.
Ooh, I don't think you're alone there.
No. And I think because everything else seems urgent and social media is one of these things that you really want to do, but like it's never the thing that feels the most important at the time. So yeah, how I feel would like to know, like, how is best to
manage
and plan, and yeah, do it in an effective way. Because sometimes I feel like it can take me hours to just figure out what I'm writing for a post, write the caption. If it's a reel, then yeah, my head is blown. And I mean, and I'm social media savvy, but not exceptionally so. Like, you know, from my background, I kind of am. So. Yeah.
So lots of things there. And I think it's a really valid question, because I think it's something that a lot of people don't prioritize. One, for a time perspective, maybe they don't love it or don't know how to do it. Because I think when things are challenging, they take longer, so we don't prioritize them. And I think the one thing that I always say to clients is that people don't prioritize that, but in actual fact, the mindset piece around social media. So actually, it's an advertising tool. You know, if you didn't do your accounts, business wouldn't be business, and you prioritize that, but also you need clients. So by changing the mindset of going, oh, it's social media, but actually going, I get this opportunity to talk about amazing travel destinations.
Yeah.
And when we reposition actually the purpose of us doing it, it's a numbers game in business. The more people that hear about you, the more people that see what it is that you can do, how you can simplify their holiday, is going to make more inquiries come in.
Yeah.
So nearly by not prioritizing it, you're hindering your business. But in actual fact, it's maybe one of the more important aspects or an important element of marketing your business and what you offer.
And I always feel like if somebody looks me up, how do they know I'm credible, or how do they know that I am in business? And if I've not posted for like 2 weeks, then it doesn't look
Absolutely. So I think there's a big piece in the positioning of social media and where that comes in for you. The other aspect, and I think this probably goes into a little bit about what you were saying with the systems and processes, batching. So one of the things that I've done with clients is help them create what ideally they would like to be is their dream week. So if you were to create your dream week, what would it look like within reason? But if you know you've got kids, okay, from this time to this time, I can't do anything. And from here to here, I can't do anything, which gives me these windows. What can I do in these windows, and what aspects of my business do I need to prioritize? So during that time, you batch your content. So that would be where you would go through your photographs or your stock bank images and go, right, what is it I'm going to do? I'm going to create 3 reels and have everything ready, so that then you're not diminishing the quality of the post that you're putting out, because then you're going, oh, but I have to post something. So you sacrifice the quality of post just for actually having to put something out, rather than sitting there going, okay, what are my content pillars? What are the aspects that I want to talk about? Okay, my content pillars are travel and family holidays. Okay, and within that, I want to focus on these three areas. So maybe I'm going to theme, maybe each week you theme a piece of a destination, and all your posts are, hey, this week we're talking about Thailand, and it's all family orientated pieces about Thailand. And then next week you go off to Iceland, and then the week after that, it's South Africa. So then when you break it down, actually, if you're only posting 3 times a week or 4 times a week, 4, 8, 12, 16 posts, 4 on South Africa, 4 on Iceland, 4 on Thailand. And then when you break it down, you're like, oh, I could write 4 things easily.
Yeah.
It's when you go, oh, but I've got to write 20 posts. That's going to take me all day.
Yeah.
But actually, can I write 4 posts on 4 things in Thailand in different locations about children, holidays with children? Yeah. I'm sure you could do that.
Yeah. And then don't have to think about it.
Exactly.
The
And then you can schedule it in. So great to be able to do it if you can do it for a month.
Yeah.
But if that's too far, even just do 2 weeks, even just 1 week. So that would be the main piece, is getting that. What does the week look like? So for me, I always find Monday, very rarely take meetings. It's where I plan my content. I have my calls with my social media team and we'll organize everything. So it's very rare that I'm doing podcast recording on this day or, you know, but I'm still generating content.
Yeah.
So it's still classed as that.
Yeah.
Because Tuesday and Wednesday, I block out that it's only for clients. And then Thursday is my kind of active day. Friday's learning. So I've got my dream week all planned out. And the other aspect on that that I think works quite well is, instead of thinking about what do I want to talk about, look at the pictures. So for me, for LinkedIn, I find this the easiest way to plan my LinkedIn content, is to look at the content that I want to post or that I've got ready that's relevant, then write the caption.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think about, okay, today I'm going to talk about Thailand and this part of planning a holiday for families. Whereas lead with the picture.
Because sometimes you can have an idea and then you can't find the perfect picture.
Exactly. And then that's where you end
down
up
a rabbit
losing,
hole.
And you end up losing loads of time. So I always go, okay, prioritize the content, the harder part, which in theory is getting the footage or getting the content that you've got, and then writing the caption from that.
Yeah. And then how do you feel about stories and planning that?
Stories are an opportunity for your audience to connect with you. They're also an opportunity to sell, and a lot of people miss out on that. So what I always think about is having pre-designed images that maybe you can pop into stories if you're not doing anything maybe relevant that day that's worth sharing. But it is much more of an opportunity for you to connect with people on a relatable aspect. So it could be, you know, I'm out, you know, grabbing a coffee with a fellow travel counsellor. And it could just be the picture. We're discussing the top 10 destinations together on where to go. And then another post would be like, oh, I've just planned this holiday for this client going to wherever it is they're going. So I think if you can look to do between 1 and 3 story posts a day, just helps the relevance of your name with the red line. And we're just talking about Instagram here at the very top.
Yeah.
So then people always see it.
Yeah.
So I would say if you can, it's not something necessarily you need to plan, but you just need to think about what is it that you're doing during the day that's kind of relatable and people are like, oh yeah, I love that coffee shop too.
Yeah.
Or, you know, here in the podcast, this is something new for me. You've got some content to generate for today, but then there'll be something else, you know, running to the school run and having to change your shoes and doing whatever because you're wearing multiple hats.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say that it's a big piece, but that's just Instagram and there's LinkedIn. And I think that's a huge space for prioritizing content in what you're doing, but having it planned out, it's so much easier than relative real time for now. So does that help?
Yes.
What's one thing you're going to think about actioning from that then?
Taking a step back and thinking of what am I doing during the day, particularly for stories, and also Monday mornings, making them my planning days.
Yay! And it's just so good once it's done.
When you hear someone say it, you're like, it just sounds so simple.
But it's
making the time to do it, I suppose.
And schedule it. You know, so put that into your calendar so you know that people can't have calls with you. And then you start to prioritize it. And then you feel bad. It's like, okay, no, I said I would do this task. Because if you were sitting down doing your accounts or if you were sitting down planning someone's holiday, you'd prioritize that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's the same,
but you just need to
value on that point as well. So.
Yeah, I do that for like other bits of my life. So yeah, I just need to do it for this.
The disciplined piece. Did you have another question?
Yes, for personal branding.
Yeah.
Probably follows on from the stories. How personal is too personal? Because I'm always thinking, does someone even care like that I'm doing this today, like going to this coffee shop or, you know, like where is the line? Because I, as someone who doesn't put really anything that personal on, like it feels, I don't know, I don't want to bore people.
So that's when you're in your own headspace and too worrying too much about the opinions of others. So I think it's got to be that piece on how can I add value? So it could even be, so let's just take that, oh, here at this coffee shop, you know, it could be what could add value to that piece that you're sharing rather than, hey, look at me, I'm in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
It could be tried out their pumpkin latte speciality. If it's that time of year, does anyone else like this?
Yeah.
And then you're generating a question and you're getting to know your audience and then people will start commenting going, oh yeah, absolutely. I love this or no, I hate this or, you know, why do I love this? There's like 300 calories in it or whatever it is. So if there's something that you can add a value piece rather than it necessarily being, oh, just about me.
Yeah.
And I think there's so much you can bring to that, being a mum, balancing work, the school, kids, relationships, that it doesn't need to be always me, but what are you learning out of that? Or is it a tip that you've learned or something? But to answer the question about where's the line's your personal line. And that line is very different for everyone.
Yeah.
And some people love oversharing because that's their personal brand and they don't care.
Yeah.
And they've got no filter. And then there's other people that go, do you know what? 1, 2, 3 stories is enough today. And it just gives that little snippet into, oh, wow, okay, that's someone that I'd like to get to know a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I always know, you know, when now my fiance lives out here and he always says when people meet him in person, They always go, oh, I didn't know you sounded like that because no one's ever heard him speak. So there's always been pictures.
Yeah.
So there's that disconnect, but it's not his social media, it's mine.
Yeah.
So just having that little bit of, oh, wow, okay, relatability into that, people buy from people.
And I suppose starting, you find your line. Like by starting to do it, then I can slowly...
Absolutely.
Out,
you've got
like,
to try and where the comments are. So I post and like my outfit of the day. Now that I never did that. Mm-hmm. But what happened was when we lived in a long distance relationship, my fiance always said, oh, send me a picture of what you're up to or where you're going or your outfit today as a piece for us to be in contact.
Yeah.
And then from that, I was like, oh, I'll just pop that on stories.
Yeah.
And then people go, oh, I like that. That was a great thing I could wear for work or gave me an idea for that. And that's become part of my story content going forward. But then the gym's part of that. And then some days I don't do very much and then I'll have to find something in my bank that's relevant. So the other day there wasn't anything that I had done out during the day. I'd been on calls for 6 hours. There's only so many pictures you can take of a Zoom screen. Mm-hmm. And I shared a lead magnet. You know, if you want to do this quiz, join Ode and do that. So it was a relevant piece that someone could use. I was adding value to someone there and I got like 10, 15 people sign up on my lead magnet.
Oh, wow. To have that in the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then that's the pre-planned content that, you know, I'm not doing anything today. Let me add this in so you're still relevant.
Yeah. Because I do go to the gym. I do go to coffee shops. I do, you know, have the kids and things. I suppose it's just trying to figure out how to add value, like you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And try. And then you'll get people will ask you questions back and engage with that and go, oh, okay. So it could be one personal piece, one work-related piece, mm-hmm. and start with that. Yeah. That's just two things. I'm sure you can think of one personal and one work thing that you could post on a story every day.
For sure. Yeah.
So then when we simplify it, instead of going, oh my God, I have to do stories all week, I can just do two today. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is you could do them at the end of the day. So you could take pictures throughout your day, but at the end of the night, once the kids are in bed, you sit down and go, okay, today was, went to the gym, caught up with so-and-so, was on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm really tired.
Yeah.
And you know, and you've got
that's
a full day.
Night.
Yeah. You know, and I'm reading this book. Mm-hmm. Has anyone read this book or got any book recommendations for me? And then you've got your story post for the day. So that would be my tip.
I love it.
Good stuff. Anything else I can help?
I think I'm not sure.
Have you got any tips for anyone who's maybe thinking about they want to pursue a career in travel? What would you say to them?
Look at the travel counsellors website and Instagram for sure. You can look up my Instagram and I can put you in the right direction to contact our office, and you can have an exploratory call with them and find out if it is right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you are interested, just speak to them because I find it really rewarding.
Yeah.
I don't have a negative to say about it because all I do is get to like make people happy.
Oh, I love that.
And get to send them on holidays.
Yes.
I just had a customer arrive in resort this morning and just tell me how beautiful it was, and they're in Sri Lanka and they sent me a picture of the beach. And
so it's really personal.
Yeah, it is. I would say make a call and have a chat and see if it's something that you feel would be good for you.
Best holiday you planned?
Wow. So far, I have planned, but they've not traveled yet.
Okay.
Christmas in the Maldives.
Ooh, nice.
Which is pretty special in what they're doing. And then for a family recently, a safari in Sri Lanka.
Amazing. Amazing. So where can people find you on Instagram? What's your handle?
My handle is explore.with.pamela.
Lovely.
On Instagram. And all my details will be there if anyone wants to contact me.
Thank you so much for spending time today with us, sharing a little bit with the travel counsellors and asking real questions that I'm sure people are listening to or watching going, how do I prioritise social media, or when is too much too much?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy this episode? If you did, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is how more people can hear about the amazing stories and guests that we have on here. Even better, you can also share this on social media, screenshot it and share it on your Instagram or on your Facebook or on your Twitter account. The more people that see these episodes, the more awareness it brings to small businesses and those that are trying to make an impact and difference. And if you want to know more about how you can develop your personal brand, then check out our new website, Brand New Creators, designed by our in-house team. And we are in the business of helping you to increase your online visibility, build industry authority, lead change, motivate and profit. Who doesn't want that? I look forward to speaking to you soon. Until next time, bye.